Silver City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your hosts, Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everybody, for another exciting episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
What number?
69. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
So we got another thing going on this week.
Oh, man.
The year in review.
End of the year. Goodies. And
the last one of the year.
That's right. Last one forever. We're done.
No. Right. Just for the year. Just for 2006.
All right. Well, close enough. Kind of want to make myself feel good.
Yeah.
I got burnout. I hate this thing. I hate you guys too, your listeners. You know why you don't call in enough? Ah, but those who do, we got a little present.
That's right.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a couple of things here. Tonight we're going to talk about time running out on a couple of specials that we mentioned before. And we're going to recap on the Z28 versus SS badge issue because somebody brought it up again on the board.
Again.
And like I said, we had to have a winner of one of our contests. We're going to give away an iPod. Could it be you? Only if you called in, but we'll give you more information on that and maybe a little bit on our next contest coming up.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we're going to do our year in review where we just kind of recap all the things. If you couldn't have listened to all of our previous podcasts, which shame on you if you haven't. And what's coming up next, and miscellaneous things thrown in here and there. So without further ado, well, first of all, time is ticking away on our holiday special for the premium member accounts.
That's right. $6.
$6 for a whole year of getting cool stuff.
Like, that's more than 50% off the regular price.
It's actually exactly 50% off the regular price.
Oh, I thought it was $20. Sorry.
No. No, it's 12. 12 for a year, 20 for 2 years or something like that. But until
okay.
The 31st, if I can come out of my drunken stupor to remember to turn it off, it's only $6. You know, you get an avatar, you get bigger PM space, and you get access to that secret forum that doesn't actually exist.
Everybody likes that.
Yeah. It's well worth the $6 because it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
All right. Not only that, but you can also act as a secret Santa and give somebody else on the board one of them. All you got to do is click on their profile and look in their profile on the board, in their board account, on the board, in their profile.
On the board?
with the key between the seats. Speaking of year in review. Anyway, there's a link to give them a gift subscription, and it's a secret Santa thing. They'll never know it's you unless you tell them. So...
that's pretty cool.
And finally, one more plug for my own little itty-bitty product. Smooth locks are on special. You buy two door locks, you get the trunk lock free for F-bodies. Just check out the sticky thread in the appearance section.
What if you don't have an F-body?
Shame on you. You're screwed.
What if you have a Corvette?
Well, depending on what year Corvette, if it's a C5, you only need one of the small size.
If you have a C6?
Then you don't need one at all. Because you got a key between the seats. Just like the Trailblazer.
Yeah.
Not really. All right, here we go again. The whole Z28 versus SS and what it should be and what it shouldn't be. We got another guy posting. I don't know who it is. I don't recognize the name, but out of, what, 60-some-odd thousand?
Right, he's the one whose uncle's cousin's brother's, you know, works for GM.
Right, and he says that there will not be a Z28.
Okay.
Or the first year, maybe.
Okay.
I got to just come out and say this.
Spit it out.
What if it was... a four-cylinder, and they stuck Z28 on the side. Would that satisfy the equation? No.
No.
That's right. What if it was a 450-horsepower, you know, stump-pulling V8 that, you know, is everything that we really realistically want the Camaro to be, but it did not say Z28 on it? What if it was the top dog for the first year out, but it did not say... what if it didn't say anything? What if it just said Camaro?
I'd still buy it.
Okay. All these people that are running around saying, it's got to be a Z28, it's got to be the Heritage and everything. If GM wants to change with the times, a new generation of the car, and they don't put Z28 on the side, are you really going to not buy it? That's the question you really got to ask. Because there's too many opinions of people saying the sky is falling and saying it's not going to be Z28, so it's going to suck. No, it's going to be a kick-ass car. There's more momentum behind this car than any other car that I can recall in Chevrolet's history. Am I right?
I think you're right.
Right. And I think Settlemeyer's even said that, yeah, I'm on a roll. Here I go. I think Settlemeyer's even said that this has been the most well-received car in Chevrolet's history.
That's true.
People inside GM know what this car means. They're not just going to shove it out the door and go, eh, nobody cares what it's called. It's just going to have
Here's an SS. Yeah. Here's a Z28.
No, it's going to be strategically planned. It's going to be done for a reason, and it's going to kick ass. So don't worry about the badges. Worry about the car. But there's no worries because it's going to kick ass.
That's right. That's why I'm going to buy one as soon as it comes out.
That's right.
But I'm not going to have to be the first one on my block to have one.
Yeah, because
I'm not paying over sticker.
That's right. Screw the dealers, since I'm ranting. Serious, fellas. Everybody relax. We got a year or so to go before we even start hearing anything more detailed about that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's cool to speculate, but man, don't get worried. Don't get worried just yet.
Get all worked up.
Yeah, because people do get worked up. They actually start to argue about it, about which it should be and which it shouldn't be. Maybe they'll introduce a different, you know, maybe there's going to be Z28 SS and maybe ZL1.
Yeah.
Oops, did I say that out loud? Maybe. We don't know. So, chill. It's going to be badass. Trust us.
Regardless.
That's right.
Okay. Now that you got that out of your system.
I need a beer.
Only a few more nights till New Year's Eve.
Oh, God. All right. Well, we do have a couple of voicemails to play.
Yep.
In honor of the contest that we're running for this month anyway. We got six iPods. We're going to give one away for 6 months. We've already given
one away. One away. Yeah.
And we're going to give another one away.
Tonight.
Just in a couple minutes. The whole premise was you call in, give us a holiday greeting of any sorts, of any kind, and if we liked it enough, we'll select one out of the hundreds of entries that we got.
Yeah.
And give them a free iPod, because you can listen to this podcast on iTunes with your iPod for free.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Damn right.
Anyway, we got a couple more here.
Okay.
Chris, fire them off.
Yeah, this is 97Z28/M6 wishing CamaroZ28.com a happy birthday and everybody else a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks. Bye.
It's just that simple.
Yep.
And pick up the phone. Yeah. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. It's easy.
Whether you're Canadian or American.
Exactly. Talking about CamaroZ28.com.
Gotta be from Canada.
Gotta be.
Thank you very much for that. And he mentioned happy birthday. The message board celebrated its ninth birthday.
Can you believe that?
Christmas Eve, yep.
Ninth birthday.
You know, I got to tell you, if somebody had told us 9 years ago where we'd be today, I think I would have tried a little harder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. That's going to be published. That's a good one. I got to write that down.
Yeah.
Did we have another one, Chris?
Yeah, I think so. Here, okay. Let me pull it up here.
Hi, this is Chris calling in from the road. I just wanted to let you all know I'm driving behind quite a unique vehicle right now. It is a silver Saab 97X. I believe this one is the version with the key that is between the seats. Yeah, okay, bye.
What a dumbass.
That was actually me.
I thought it was a different Chris, really, but
I just thought it was pretty funny. I'm driving, you know, doing some work out in Warren, close to the GM Tech Center, and here I am driving behind the silver Saab 97X. So I just had to call in and say that.
Wait a minute, it's not the Saab 97X that looks like a Trailblazer, but the only difference is it has a key between the seat, right?
That is correct.
The key between the seat?
Key between the seat.
Or the fact that it looks like a Trailblazer?
Both.
Oh.
It's got more Ricer taillights.
Oh, so there's more than just the key between the seat.
I think so.
Hmm. I think there's a conspiracy going on, Chris.
Exactly.
I think we've just uncovered something very, very big.
Yeah.
Because not only does it have the looks key of a Trailblazer, but it also has the key between the seats.
However,
but
I didn't get close enough to actually see inside because we were both driving.
Maybe the facts are wrong. Maybe it just looks like a Trailblazer with Ricer taillights. But maybe they secretly moved the key back to the column.
I don't know.
See, that's the thing. We don't know.
Nope.
There's a conspiracy here, I'm telling you. We're going to have to crack this thing open.
Yeah. Someday.
Well, anyway, over the past month, we've asked folks to call in and leave voice messages just like the first one, but not the second one we just played. And it's really cool to hear people just, you know, give a quick holiday greeting, you know. Let us know they're listening. Let us know they're out there, because we love to have everybody interact who is listening. It was tough to pick one, as usual, but we got to pick one. And, it's going to have to be Mike Myers.
Yep.
A very, very loyal listener. He listens to us between the border of Texas and Mexico.
Yep.
He's won a previous contest.
He called in and serenaded us to Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, and much better than I think either one of us could do put together.
Yeah.
And that took a lot of guts to do because not every macho tough guy garage working, you know, busted knuckle dude is going to call in and sing to us in our podcast.
So, Mike, congratulations. Drop us an email
with
your contact information, and we will ship you out your iPod.
That's right. Refurbished.
The hell?
What?
What the hell? It's free.
Free is good for me and Mike and you guys because we're going to be
and
running.
It's factory new.
Factory new.
That's
like
right.
That. I like that. If you missed out on this one, fear not. We're going to do this again.
That's
For the entire month of January.
We've still got four more of these bad boys to give away.
Bad boys?
Bad boys.
They're bad. They're bad.
Badass.
They're badass iPods. They play music.
Yep.
Sorry. Hey, it's the end of the year. I feel relaxed. I feel casual.
So how can people get a hold of us?
Oh, yeah. They probably want to know. Thanks for leading me into that. Here we go.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
We'll be expecting some more drunken calls on New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that until just now.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to write that down so I can remember to read it. Should probably put it on the side of my beer bottle.
Yeah.
Well, let's get on with the guts of the thing.
The guts.
The year in the review.
The year in the review. Heck yeah.
Can't.
This is always fun.
Not talk about the big thing that happened almost a year ago.
Almost.
The Camaro unveiling.
Yeah, it's almost been a year now.
It's hard to believe. I mean, it seems like it was just yesterday we were talking about it might happen. It might happen when you and I both knew it was going to happen, but we couldn't say anything. That was
the anticipation leading up to that just incredible.
Not to mention only matched with the crowd response when they did unveil it.
Yeah.
That was just powerful.
That was just insane.
Yeah. I've been to Slayer concerts. And I've never been near a crowd that worked up over something.
Yeah, nobody was, you know.
What?
You know, heavy metal shows.
Mosh pit?
Yeah, they just form a giant mosh pit and you get broken arms and legs. And
it was an emotional mosh pit.
Emotional mosh pit, exactly.
Yeah, very, very cool. And then, that kind of just rolled. Knowing
continuously.
That, are they going to make it? Are they going to make it? Are they going to make it? And then, we got to drive it.
Yeah, June rolls around, and
we
get to take a nice tour of the Milford Proving Grounds and play around with the concept for a while. That was a fun day.
Yeah.
I'm never going to forget that day.
Yeah, that was one of the highlights of my life is having the opportunity to drive that car, even in its very, very unfinished form.
Yeah.
It was a real treat, just because if it gives any inclination of what the real production car is going to be like, it's going to be great, just like I said earlier in the podcast.
Exactly.
And then, of course, speaking of them really making it,
August rolls around and
they make the big announcement, hey, it's going to happen. And,
that's going to be
leading
into this year's auto show,
mm-hmm.
and where they'll show the convertible. So I'm sure there'll be a lot more fanfare going around.
Well, maybe show it. We don't even know if they got one made.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So I mean, it's been kind of a quick year. Other news bits here and there. The Transformers movie, the Camaro showing up at diecast cars. You know, things like that, little bits and pieces, of course, showing up in the Mad Tight rap video, dog.
Yeah.
Chicka chicka poom poom. It's just been a cool year.
Yeah.
It's only going to get better. I think next year is going to bring, I'm expecting that next year is going to bring some more positive news, more details that are solid instead of speculation, maybe trickling out.
There should be.
I would think so, especially after this convertible may happen.
Yes.
Can't wait to see it in person.
Yeah.
And you know we will.
Another week or so?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah.
So. That's the quick year in review?
Yeah. And I did this last year, too. I just did a quick rundown of our top statistics on our message board, too.
Yeah.
Just to share some of that with you guys. And some of these match up with last year as well.
Mm-hmm. Kind of interesting.
We ended up, as of today, with 68,081 members total.
Jeez.
9 years, 68,000 members. Not bad. Top poster? Same person. Engineer, He's got 25,830 posts.
Can you imagine hitting the post reply or new thread button 25,000 times?
The most replied to post, College Station / Brian roll call.
Again?
Again.
How many replies to that thread?
There was close to 1,100.
We got to shut that down. It can't be on topic anymore.
Yeah. And, of course, the most viewed thread is called Pink's Tonight, It's Me.
And that was from this year.
That was from this year.
That was when our good buddy was on
Jeff,
Pink's.
Yeah.
Jeff, and he kicked that ricer ass.
Yeah, we interviewed him right here on our podcast, and it was fun.
Yeah, check our previous podcast. It shouldn't be too hard to find. You can hear the interview with him. He talks a lot about the Pink's episode.
Yeah.
So, cool. And thanks to Engineer. He's a wealth of knowledge. He's a fountain of information.
Absolutely.
And we got some great guys on the board, and we expect it to continue to grow in the coming years. We got some more features planned. New site design that I've been working on for, I think, 75 years now. Seems like it.
Yeah.
Off and on. It'll get here, guys.
Yep.
And I guess until then, thanks for being part of our community for another year.
Another year in the books.
Thanks for listening to us for another episode. And I guess that's going to do it. We will see you next week.
Yeah, that's it for 2006.
Be safe. Don't drink and drive. Settlemeyer hasn't given his announcement,
no.
So I guess we'll have to do it again. On behalf of Scott Settlemeyer and General Motors, please do not drink and drive. Buckle your safety belts. The life you save may be your own. That whole bit. You know,
yeah.
Use your head. Use your head.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. See you next week.
Party on.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Jake Robb is still an SOB.